بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters، بإذن الله تعالى I want to talk to you about a subject which is, we talk about it a lot, but the key is to reflect on how much we really pay attention to it. And that is dealing with the number one non-renewable resource that we have, which is time. You know and I know that time is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us about on the Day of Judgment. This is quite literally the first of the four questions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the famous hadith, where he said that the feet of the Bani Adam, the feet of the children of Adam alayhi salam, will not move from the ground of Hashar, from the place of gathering, until they answer these four questions. And the first of them is, Allah will ask, what did you do with the life that I gave you? And life equals to time. What did you do with the time that I gave you? Time is a non-renewable resource. Now, we all like to talk about time management. We all like to say that, time management is important for me, and so on and so forth. And I must learn it. I should learn it. The issue is, we, in the words of Michael Harry, the guy who conceptualized and the author of Six Sigma Quality, Michael Harry worked for Motorola, and that's where he created this quality standard called Six Sigma. He said, if you want to see what somebody values, see what they measure. If you want to see what somebody values, see what they measure. Now, I know we all know this saying, time is money. Question is not whether time is money or time is donuts. The question is, compare that and say that if you or I lost $10, I'm not talking about spending $10, I'm saying lost $10. There was a $10 bill in my pocket which fell somewhere and I can't find it. How do I feel about that? I'm not saying you will go into a decline. I'm not saying you will go into deep depression. I'm saying that you will feel a pinch about that $10. Multiply that. How about $100? How about $1,000? Right? You will feel the pinch of that. You will regret it. The more the money that you lose, the more you regret it. Once again, as I said, I'm not talking about spending. I'm talking about losing. The difference between spending and losing is that when you spend something, you have something to show for it. I spent this $10 buying a pizza, so I have the pizza in front of me, and I don't say that I lost my $10 because I have something to show for it. I'm talking about losing, as in it fell out of my pocket, a pickpocket picked my pocket, whatever. So the money is gone. Do I feel a pinch for that? My question is, what about the time? What about our time? Do we feel a pinch for the time that we lose? Now, that is the bottom line question that we need to ask. Do I feel a pinch for the time that I lose? Now, let me give you an example. We are in America. We are in Massachusetts. Watching Patriots games is like a religion here, right? It's part of your aqidah to say that you have to watch a Patriots game and you must cheer for Patriots and so on and so forth. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Now think about the Patriots game, whatever game is happening, finals. You are sitting and watching that game. You spend 2 hours in front of the television. I'm not saying that you missed your salah. You didn't miss your salah. You prayed your salah. But you spend 2 hours watching the Patriot game. We're looking at the question of whether time is money or not. At the end of that, if I ask you, what did you get? What will you say? What did you get? What will you say? I think the maximum that you can say is, well, I had fun. I got some pleasure watching this match, because obviously you didn't make any money. You didn't improve your health. It's not like you spend the 2 hours in a gym or on a, or on, you know, walking in the beautiful countryside that is here. No, you were sitting in front of the television watching the game, and I don't know what you were doing while you were watching the game. If you were eating a whole bunch of french fries or popcorn or something, then we know all that, what that does to yourself. So I'm not talking about all that. I'm saying here you're watching this game. I say, what did you get? Did it increase your spirituality? Did it get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did it improve your marriage? Did it improve your relationships at your workplace? Did it improve your relationship with your parents? Did it give you money in your pocket? Did it give you a beneficial benefit in health? The answer to all of these questions is no, 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 no. Did it give you pleasure? Well, yes, it gave you pleasure. Now, so we say, okay, alhamdulillah, this is not haram, so it gave me pleasure. Now, we're talking about the relative importance of this. Imagine that you are on your deathbed, last few moments of your life. The gargara has started and you are going, all this is happening, right? You can't breathe, you are struggling for breath. And so on and so forth, people standing around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this scene. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَعَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِ اللَّهِ تُبْصِرُونَ. In Surah Al-Waqiyah, the last ayat, Allah described this scene. Now, at that point in time, remember, this is not going to happen. I'm asking you only to imagine this, right? To help you understand the true value of time. So at that point in time, when you are in this state, Malakul Maut comes to you. He's come on time, he's there. And he says to you, you know what, I am authorized to do a deal with you. The deal I want to offer you is that, you know, remember that Patriots game you watched? And you say, yes, fantastic game. Oh, wow, that is really great. You know, my last memory of the best in this life is Patriots game. What more can I ask? So Malakul Maut says, well, the time that you spent watching that game, I can give that time to you now. And then at the end of that, so 2 hours you spent watching that game, those 2 hours I give you now. And at the end of 2 hours, I come back and I take your life. Now, what is the value of those 2 hours at that point in time? The value of the 2 hours, to put it very simply, is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Because in those 2 hours, you could make istighfar, you could make tawbah, you could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You could give sadaqat, you could think about all the people who you owe things to and finish all that, give it, you know, finish all those deals. If you offended somebody, if you took away somebody's right, you could fix all of that. You could do wasiyah to your family, you know, write your will, relook at your will. You could tell your family and friends what to do. And after doing all of that, you still have time. It doesn't, all this doesn't take 2 hours. So at the end of that now, you make ghusl, you make wudu, then you spend the rest of the time until Malakul Maut comes back, reciting Quran, reading Quran, salah after salah, nafil after nafil, in sujood, making tasbih, making istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And in that state, Malakul Maut comes and he takes your soul. Now that is what you can do in those 2 hours. So Malakul Maut is coming here now and saying to you, I can give you those 2 hours, but this is a deal, which means that you have to pay me. What are you willing to pay me? Now, really seriously put yourself in that situation. As I told you, this is not going to happen, but you need to imagine that in order to ensure that you spend your time wisely. Now, put yourself in that situation and ask yourself, what will I be willing to pay for those 2 hours at the last moments of my life? Believe me, if you have an iota of iman, if you believe that you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that point in time, there is nothing on the face of the earth that you own that you will not be willing to give for those 2 hours. You will give up your houses, you will give up your property, your bank balance, your cars, your jewelry, whatever you own. You will say to Malakul Maut, take it all. Take every single cent of that, right? Take even the clothes on my body if you want, but give me those 2 hours. Because I'm going to be put into a kafan. I won't even be wearing these clothes. I don't even need the clothes. Even if the clothes go away, it makes no difference. But give me the 2 hours. My brothers and sisters, as I told you, this is not going to happen. But the question is, today, those 2 hours, nobody is asking you for everything you own. Nobody is asking you for anything at all. It's free. It's free. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with that time? It's as simple as that. People can't manage time because they try to manage time. Time cannot be managed. What can be managed is ourselves. Our priorities, our choices, what we decide to do and what we decide not to do. This is something that we have complete and total control over. Believe me, there's nothing in the world, in this life, there's no choice that you don't have control over. It's just a matter of saying, what do I pay for that? So if I say I'm not going to watch this game, and instead of that, I'm going to I'm not saying spend the time reciting Quran. If Allah gives you that tawfiq, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But even if that doesn't happen, reading something useful, which increases your knowledge, you also have fun doing that. Believe me. Take it from me. You know, this thing, alhamdulillah, I've done this all my life, but for the last 20 years, we have not had a television in our house. And it's not, alhamdulillah, I can afford a television. It's not because I'm too poor to buy a TV. We decided, my wife and I, that we do not want a television in our house. And believe me, no regrets, zero regrets. There is nothing that comes on television that is worth watching that we feel, oh, I wish I had a television. No. But imagine the amount of time that we get free because of that. My wife does her own things, I do my own things, but all of those are beneficial for us. And they're also great fun. I love reading, I love writing. In the last 20 years, I wrote 40 books, 39 books. The 40th one is in train. Would I have been able to do that if I was sitting in front of the television? No. Now, television is only one thing. I'm saying this to you, and my request to you is, look into your life and say, what is it that I am spending my time on? Is it worth it? And what is the definition of worth? Something that gets you close to Allah, something that gets you close to your family, something that gets you close to your friends, something that improves you in any way whatsoever, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, knowledge-wise. If it is not doing that, if it is not doing any of that, then it is something which is a waste of time. As simple as that. And I'm not even talking about time spent in doing negative things, right? Watching haram stuff and this. I'm talking about stuff which is not haram. But it's a waste of time. Final point, let me ask you a simple question. And I'm not asking you to tell me. Ask yourself this question. This Fajr reminder goes all over the world, alhamdulillah. Right? So there are literally thousands of people listening to this one. I'm asking all of you. How many of you can tell me what are the faraid of ghusl? What is the fard of ghusl? How many of you can tell me that? How many of you could answer that question? What are the faraid of ghusl? Right? For those who couldn't answer the question, I want you to do me a favor. Start a stopwatch now. I'm going to teach you the faraid of ghusl. Right? What are the wajib acts of ghusl, which are... And I'm going to tell you the wajib and the mustahab together, which is the sunnah. So, you know, let's go the whole hog, the absolutely full, let's do the full thing. I want you to start your stopwatch now, and as soon as I finish talking, stop it. That is how long it takes you to learn, right? So, you do not know the faraid of ghusl. Let me tell you, let me start now. Okay, we start now. Gargling 3 times and washing the nose 3 times. Gargling 3 times and washing the nose 3 times. Then making wudu. And then third thing is to put water over your whole body and wipe the hands on the whole body to ensure that every part has been thoroughly wet. Then four is combing the hair with the fingers to ensure that water reaches the roots of the hair. So also for your beard. And what comes before that is that if there is any janaba, if there is any sperm or semen that is on anywhere on the penis or anywhere on the body, then ensure that all of that is washed and urinate before you start this. And that is for the men. I will repeat, wash and ensure that the body is washed free of impurities, which include, of course, janaba, which is the semen, and then gargling three times, washing the nose three times, making wudu, then pouring water over the body, wiping with your hands to ensure that the whole body is thoroughly washed, combing your hair and your beard with your fingers to ensure that water gets to the roots of the hair. Now please stop your stopwatch. How many seconds did it take? That is the amount of time that you needed to invest to ensure that you had tahara. Those of you who didn't do that, remember that your whole life till today, you have been spending in a state of najasat, in a state of impurity. Which means, of course, we ask Allah to forgive you and forgive all of us for doing some things in out of jahalat because we did not know. But remember, without ghusl, if you needed ghusl, without ghusl, your salah is invalid, your wudu is invalid. And if you die in that state, you die in a state of impurity. Now you're spending 2 hours watching a Patriots match. You don't have 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 50 seconds, whatever it was, to learn the faraid of ghusl. What is the value of time with you? That's my question. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and forgive all of you and forgive me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to ensure that we spend the time in a way where we are not humiliated before Him. And those of you who did not know how to do ghusl, listen to that thing again and go and make ghusl now so that at least from now on you are pure. Don't live and don't continue to live in a state of najasat. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.